Good morning. When Jeff asked me to speak, he kept reminding me to share my story. At the same time, he sent me the lessons for today. I don't know if this happened to you while hearing the gospel, but reading it gave me pause. What can we say about reminders to serve God and not money? How does that inform my story? I live financially secure in a country where a portion of the population lives below the poverty line, but is still a country on the upper end of the economic scale in the world picture. How can I discern if I am serving God and not money? Does having a secure financial status mean that I'm already in trouble with that goal? So I read the rest of the lessons for today. What jumped out to me was a reminder to take care of the poor. You might have heard other ideas as well, and unpacking all these verses and passages could keep us busy for weeks. Instead, let's think about the reminder that God, the one who we are called to serve, is always looking out for the poor. Let's think what that means in our lives. Here at St. Peter's, there are many ways to serve the poor. We might volunteer with a local poverty nonprofit initiative, Capital City Circles. Many of us are working with a group called Nevadans for the Common Good to effect change and to bring hope into lives where there hasn't been much. We have donation boxes for Food for Thought, which feeds hungry kids on the weekends. Fish gets a fair amount of our money and energy, especially around the holidays when food baskets are shared in the community. We collect toiletries and socks for those living on the streets and host a whole month or two of evenings in winter with the Night Off the Street program. We helped to relocate and settle a refugee family. We support camp scholarships at Galilee for those who wouldn't be able to attend otherwise. We contribute to Episcopal Relief and Development, which reaches out on our behalf to those who need help in emergencies and to those who live in poverty, providing both immediate and long-term solutions all over the world. We collect for the United Thank Offering twice a year, and we buy presents at Christmas time and throughout the year for children in need. You could say that we do our part and do it quite well. Working within our community of faith makes it easier to accomplish these tasks together than any of us could do on our own. So where does my story intersect with all the corporate giving going on around here? That might be the question Jeff was asking me to consider. How do I personally fit into the story we share as a parish? For me, this gospel story is a bit weird. I can't get my head around all the finagling and shenanigans going on with the rich man and his manager. But there is one line that has always seemed to be with me, somewhere in the back of my mind, my whole life. Whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much. Way back, even when I was a young person, this seemed like a good place to start. We cannot solve all the world's problems on our own, or even in this place with these people. But what we can do is begin with a small task. I started with something that was my passion, children. I've always loved working with children, so that was my small beginning. I started by babysitting the kids down the street, taking them for a walk to give their mom a break. Then I volunteered to work at day camps and with younger scout groups. In high school, I showed up in my track coach's elementary classroom to observe and do small tasks, like cutting out papers for projects. Eventually, I studied education in college and started teaching in my own classroom. 37 years later, I'm still at it. I'd say I'm still going strong, but that might be a bit of a stretch. A better phrase might be that I'm still teaching all these years later, but I'm smarter about it. I'm figuring out how to do my best with somewhat less energy than when I was younger. Think naps, quiet Saturday Sabbaths, rethinking classroom procedures, etc. You might say the rest is history, something maybe most of you have heard about. What you might not know is how that verse guides my teaching. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. I may have many years on my personal file and accolades next to my name, but every morning when I step into my classroom, I have to remind myself that each child, each task, each interaction is a chance to be trusted with the small stuff in order to be trusted with much. We don't start out being trusted with a little and grow to being trusted with much, never to return to the small stuff. It's a process that we can literally start over every day. This child needs to tell me her story. I listen to hear how my gymnast is doing at his meets. I notice the way she's wearing her hair and comment on it. What was the weekend like for my student who takes home a backpack of food on Fridays? Which house did she sleep last night? Oh, and we do have to learn to write legibly and to really get into the book we are reading and figure out how to multiply sets of numbers in arrays. The butterflies change colors inside their chrysalids and need to be released on a warm day. The coding lesson is quite challenging, so we have to debug it. It's all small stuff. But what an amazing conglomerate of citizens we are raising. The question I've recently asked myself is, are we raising these young citizens to start with small tasks so they can work to make the world a better place? Are we keeping in mind that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much? Are we passing this wisdom along to the next generation? This fall, my class and three others at my school have become involved in an amazing project with over 1,000 classes across the world, from preschool to college ages. It is based on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, of which there are 17. Each class has been assigned one of the goals within a cohort of 17 classes. The goal we've been assigned is number 7, clean and affordable energy. You might wonder what a third grade class can do to change the world, or how a small project about renewable energy concocted in Minden, Nevada, can improve lives in a village in Africa. Keeping in mind that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, we are starting small. This project isn't about donating our money, but about being faithful with our talents, even as small as they might be. On Friday, we baked banana boats in a solar oven and started building wind turbines. The process of addressing a need by finding our passion and starting with a small project may have huge results down the road. Who knows where the excitement of being innovative and creative and thoughtful will lead? Who knows how an inkling of an idea will germinate and grow and eventually inspire a larger project in later years as these students continue their educational journeys? Who knows? All I can think that is that being involved in this global goals project is starting with something small, like a pebble in the pond. Who knows when the chance to be trusted with much will come? How does the story of my third graders being trusted with a little intersect with your story? With what very little are you being asked to be trusted? As I thought about this gospel story and the verse that is always with me, a line from a well-known poem by Mary Oliver kept challenging me. At the end of her poem, The Summer Day, she asks, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?"